The Turnaround by George Pelicanos, narrated by Dion Graham.
Part 1. Chapter 1. He called the place Pappas and Sons Coffee Shop. His boys were only 8 and 6 when he opened in 1964, but he was thinking that one of them would take over when he got old. Like any father who wasn't a Malacca, he wanted his sons to do better than he had done. He wanted them to go to college. But what the hell? You never knew how things would go. One of them might be cut out for college, the other one might not. Or maybe they'd both go to college and decide to take over the business together. Anyway, he hedged his bet and added them to the sign. It let the customers know what kind of man he was. It said, "This is a guy who is devoted to his family. John Pappas is thinking about the future of his boys." The sign was nice. Black images against a pearly gray with Pappas, twice as big as and Sons, in big block letters, along with a drawing of a cup of coffee in a saucer, steam rising off its surface. The guy who'd made the sign put a fancy P on the side of the cup, in script, and John liked it so much that he had the real coffee cups for the shop made the same way. Like snappy dressers got their initials sewn on the cuffs of a nice shirt. John Pappas owned no such shirts. He had a couple of blue Oxfords for church, but most of his shirts were white button-downs. All were wash and wear, to avoid the dry cleaning expense. Also, his wife, Calliope, didn't care to iron. 5 short sleeves for spring and summer, and 5 long sleeves for fall and winter, hanging in rows on the clothesline he had strung in the basement of their split level. He didn't know why he bothered with the variety.